chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and the deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Charlotte. So Ed was helping us think just earlier. I hope you like doing that, menti.com. It was really interesting to see all the different results coming up. Helping us to think earlier about what we have been doing over the summer and what we are going to be doing over the autumn at school and at work. And then we ended up thinking a little further forward and a little further back than just the summer. And it was interesting to think about the different work that perhaps once we did, or that we are doing, or that we'd like to do in the future. And Back to School Sunday is a really great opportunity after the summer holidays, as I said, as we begin to return to normal, even though we don't quite know what normal is going to be like this autumn, but there's a little bit more normality, normal routines, normal work, to remind ourselves that God is interested in what we do, everything we do. He's interested in our work. He's interested in what we do here on a Sunday morning for an hour or so, or those who've been helping set up and in the band for about 3 hours or more, they've been here for a long time. He's interested in what we do for the hour or so on a Sunday morning. He's just as interested in what we do for the other 167 hours of our week. He's interested in our work at school, at the office, and at home. St. Paul says to the Colossians these words. He says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so as we think this morning about our work, our schoolwork, our office work, our homework, I want to talk about two things from the reading that Charlotte just read to us. And the first of them is this. We are God's workers. If you can't see the screen, see if you can shuffle along the pews so you can get a look at it. We are God's workers. Verse 4 of our reading said this, every time I pray for you all, I pray with joy because of the way in which you have helped me in the work of the gospel from the very first day until now. This is St. Paul, the Apostle Paul, writing to a church at Philippi. Paul was one of God's workers. Of course he was. St. Paul, he was an apostle. He was a missionary. He was living for Jesus, sharing the good news, being salt and light. He was one of God's workers. Of course he was, St. Paul. And he says to the Philippians, just ordinary Christians, ordinary jobs, he says that they have joined him in the work. They've helped him in the work of the gospel, the good news. One of the other translations of this verse, in fact, that Charlotte read, he said, they're partners in the work. They too were God's workers doing God's work. Who knows what this sign means behind me? What does it mean? Roadworks. You know, that's exactly what it means. Now, when I was a little younger, this sign, there was another phrase that went with it that perhaps we don't use so often now. It seems a little sexist. David, you lot, are about to say it, no? I used to know this sign, men at work. This is the men at work sign, isn't it? Yep, we used to sometimes say beneath it, men at work. We don't say that, it's very sexist. It's not just men, but people at work. That's a sign for us this morning. You and I, in everything we do, are God's workers. His workforce. Here's another verse from Colossians. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as though working for the Lord, not for human masters. And the people that Paul was writing to when he wrote these words, they didn't have great impressive jobs making a huge difference to the world. They weren't politicians and kind of making big stuff. They were very ordinary. In fact, many of them were slaves. And yet Paul says in the ordinary work that they're doing, they should see themselves, and we should see ourselves as God's workers. We've asked children to bring in this morning their book bags. Now hold up if you've got your book bag with you. Some of you have seen them. There we go. Hold them high if you've got it. Not just high. Yeah, there's all sorts of book bags and rucksack. Oh, there's some great ones here. Some of these might be brand new if you're just going to school for the first time. And I always love this Sunday when we bring in our book bags, because we don't normally see book bags and school rucksacks at church, because they're from Monday to Friday. You can put them down now if you want to. I mean, you hold them up all the time if you like. You can put them down if you want. But they're from Monday to Friday. Don't normally have them at church. It would have been interesting to ask all the adults to bring in what they use Monday to Friday. What kind of things would we have had? Stethoscopes, hard hats, aprons, mops and buckets, easels. I don't know if there are any artists among us. Laptops. I expect there to be a lot of laptops that might have been brought in. Of course, some of us are retired. Some of us are unemployed. What would you have brought in? What are the challenges, the things that you work with, your challenges day by day? Whatever we do, in everything we do, we are God's workers, and he wants to use us to do a good job, to make a difference, to be salt and light with our words and our deeds out there in the 167 hours of the week that we're not in here. On the front line, that's sometimes a phrase we use, out there on the front line, we are God's workers. That's the first thing that I want to say. We are God's workers. The second thing, we are God's work. We are God's work. The Philippians were working for God, helping Paul in his work, and as they were at work, so God was working too, and he was working on them. Verse 6, God began a good work in you, and he will carry it on until it's finished. When Jesus Christ comes again, I'm sure of that, he says. Here's another sign. Look at this sign. Under construction. Under construction. That's a sign that you put up where there's kind of work going on, building work, or perhaps often dangerous work, where there's work going on, something's being built, but it's not finished yet. You and I, it's another sign for us. You and I are under construction. We are work in progress. Who here thinks they're perfect? Anyone here think they're perfect? Well, it's interesting, we're a humble lot. I was sure that, oh yeah, there's a hand there. Yeah, there's a hand, there's a few. I thought there might be one or two. There's another hand at the back. People who think they might be perfect. You're not perfect. I can tell you that, even if I didn't know you. You are wonderful and special and amazing, but you're not perfect. And if you're not sure about that, ask anyone who knows you. They'll tell you. Have you heard the saying that if you ever find the perfect church, don't join it? It won't be perfect anymore. You'll wreck it. None of us are perfect. We are God's work. But he's not finished with us yet. Here's another verse from Ephesians. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Who here likes craft? Any craft? Lots of hands up for art, wasn't there? There's quite a lot of people who love craft. You are, this is another way to think of it, you are God's craft project. He's working away on you. And do you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to make you more and more like Jesus. That's what he's up to. He's working on us. He's not finished yet. And he won't be finished until one day we're with Jesus in heaven or when Jesus returns. Then we read in the Bible, we will be like him. But we've got a long way to go yet. When I was little, my parents had a poster in our house. Remember, it was in my sister's bedroom, actually. And it was a poster. This had a rabbit. I don't know why it was a rabbit. And but I suppose it's cute, isn't it? But the poster said this: be patient. God isn't finished with me yet. So we must be patient. And we must pray for God's work in us and in others, that great work of making us like Jesus. We are God's work under construction. So as we finish this service, when we come to the end of the service, I've got a bookmark. It's a bit crumpled, this one. The one that you will be given is not as crumpled as this. It won't have been in my pocket. I've got a bookmark. It's one for everyone. Child or adult, there's enough. And put this in your book bag, or even better, find a book to put it in. And it reminds us, this bookmark, these two symbols, these two wonderful truths. As we think about the work ahead of us this autumn, at school, in the office, our workplace, at home, with our family, and here at church, I am God's worker. And I am God's work. Let's pray together. Let's bow our heads. Lord God, we thank you for the great work that you have started in us who have decided to follow Jesus. The great work of making us more like him. We thank you that even though we, each one of us, are far from perfect, you are patient with us and you use us for your work of making Jesus known in the world. Please use us in the work ahead of us this week and this term. Whatever we do, wherever we are, whoever we're with, please use us for your work, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.